White, J.E. White, Emma. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. October 24th, 1896. Dear children, I am now in Melbourne, returned from the Adelaide camp meeting, which has, I am sure, done a good work in removing prejudice from the minds of the people. The best class of society in Adelaide received the camp meeting and treated all with whom they had any intercourse with great courtesy. We had above 60 tents pitched in a beautiful park. The grass in this park was like a beautiful velvet carpet. We had no shade trees, but the ground was level as a floor, and as to shade trees, although it was almost midsummer, we had it cool and pleasant most of the time. A few hot days were experienced by the men putting up the tents. A few days were warm, but the weather was in every way favorable for the meetings. The largest congregations were out that we have had, I think, at any of our camp meetings in this country. Sunday, the large crowds under the tent and the crowded wall of people upon the outside listened with wonderful attention. 21 were baptized. These were not all of those who received the truth at the camp meeting, but isolated ones came in to receive the ordinance. We have had excellent speakers at the meeting. Last Sabbath, Elder Hawkins was ordained. This was an impressive occasion, solemn indeed. Brother Haskell gave a discourse in every way appropriate, and an excellent impression was made on all. I have written to Brother Olson, but could not get it copied. Sent to Brother Charles Jones to have the matter copied and send you a copy. I left Adelaide Monday. We passed through Ballarat and held three meetings. We were all very weary, and I could not well write. Here was the only place I could get my bonnets fitted up, a new one made, and my old one fixed for common purposes. This took us nearly one day, and this morning we came to Melbourne. We are now to remain here over two Sabbaths, and then return to Sydney. W.C. White, in company with Brother Haskell and Brother and Sister Farnsworth, will go to New Zealand. I shall not go. I remain at home to write. You must not be surprised if I cannot get you much of a letter, for we did not get into Melbourne until about 11 a.m., and we then travelled 4 miles to get to this home, where Brother Daniels, Sister Ingalls, and Sister Graham live. The house is large, and the surroundings very fine. A garden full of flowers. My tiredness from the camp meeting labor is not lasting, but it is already passing away. We have had a stinging cold atmosphere this morning. It is foggy here today. We have scarcely a tinge of fog in Kooranbong. I am glad I am not living in Melbourne or Adelaide or Ballarat. Adelaide is preferable to Ballarat or Melbourne, but Kooranbong is more mild and even. I am glad I attended the Adelaide meeting. It was a good meeting. Many have heard the last message of mercy who never heard the sound of it before. The Lord is very merciful to give me the privilege of being a co-worker with Jesus Christ. I am glad you have a part to act in the work. It is a great honor to be privileged to be in co-partnership with Jesus Christ. We will do our very best and trust in God every moment. We ought to work with strained sinews and muscles, with our whole being sanctified to the work. We are to be anointed with divine strength, clad in the Christian armor. O, my son, teach the truth as it is in Jesus. Seek for fresh supplies of grace, that you may become a wholehearted, courageous soldier of the cross of Christ. Oh, how many might have been saved if Christians, professed believers, had a mind to work. Only think, Edson and Emma, through all the ages the divine agencies have been in readiness to cooperate with the human for the diffusing of light and truth for the conversion of souls. The spiritual facilities all linger about us, full of readiness to do Jehovah's will and work with divine energy. They are not waiting for God, but God is waiting for the human instrumentalities for the saving of souls. This work is constantly retarded because the selfish projects of the human agents are so absorbing that the heavenly intelligences wait and wait to cooperate with humanity, that humanity shall touch humanity in proclaiming the gospel of Christ to a fallen world.
Our work is aggressive. The influence of Christian character after the similitude of Christ is the glory that Christ is giving all in his service, and every worker is gaining in efficiency by positive, well-directed effort in proportion to his growth in grace. The gospel communicates the aggressive, diffusive power from heart to heart. The Lord is waiting to use thousands of men with moderate ability if they will only work in humility and the lowliness of Christ. All who are meek and contrite of heart, God can use effectually for the transmission of the love and purity of Christ into the hearts of many souls. They can communicate to others by precept and example, till the whole lump is leavened. The true laborers, together with God, are constantly receiving and imparting light and truth which Christ imparts. I think much of you, and feel a deep solicitude that you shall become mouthpieces for God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. Oh, what a privilege it is to walk with God, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, let the riches of his grace be revealed in all your words to the people. Walk humbly with God. Purify your souls by living the truth daily, and by, when the warfare is over, the crown of life is your reward. In much love, Mother.